item number 10 is from the Director of Audits. It's a status report on the better management and oversight needed for county administrated federal rent assistance programs. This is informational and summarized directly.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, this is just for your information. We've noticed there has been some progress in addressing the audit recommendations. It's been a little bit slowed down because of significant turnover retirements and vacancies in the division. What we'll do is monitor that progress and report back to you in January 12, unless you have some other action that you prefer.
Any questions? Supervisor DeBrun.
Are any of the recommendations that, you know, have kind of slowed down on their implementation, are any of them in any danger of having us out of compliance with the federal regulations?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I don't think any of the specific recommendations put us in immediate jeopardy. I would state, however, that the very reason that recommendations have been slower to get implemented than we would like, I believe there's a foundation for saying that that same staff situation is undoubtedly affecting other operations. And HUD has very specific requirements, as you know. They've got very aggressive auditors. And I think we noted in a separate report on this subject matter to you a few months ago that we do have ongoing concerns about our ability to meet federal requirements for administering the program on their behalf. So specifically, the answer is no. More generally, I think that we are at risk. We don't want to get in a situation like we were on that other matter where there was an $800,000 finding, because in my experience, 30 years in this business, they start out auditing us and doing things on procedures. Then they start auditing us and doing things on money, and then they start looking for somebody else to run the program. So it's serious. I think that the progress, that there has been progress, and there continues to be progress. We'd tell you if we thought that there wasn't. But I just think that as you monitor this going forward, you need to keep in mind that HUD is pretty aggressive in their federal state audits.
Then, Mr. Chairman, I know that the status report is planned for January 2012, but I would request kind of an overall report as to, you know, from Mr. Hare and the department as to how they're doing with the HUD requirements and are we on track to fulfilling the requirements, and if not, where the issues are. And I would hope for that in September, if not by budget, rather than January 2012.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, September is fine with us. I mean, we Supervisor Mayo raised these concerns while he was the county board chair, and he was dead on in terms of some of these issues that are apart from this audit, but still, I mean, actually more important, I think, than this audit in terms of the general issues and getting things processed and meeting HUD requirements. So we'd have absolutely no problem coming back to you in September.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Hare.
Madam Clerk,